The big one that gets thrown around with mouth taping is people going, that can't possibly be safe. So we'll come to that first, which is to say, unless you have any significant cardiovascular issues or pre-existing medical conditions, unless you're currently pregnant, or if you are obese or have sleep apnea, severe sleep apnea, then that would count you out of benefiting from mouth tape and just put you into the risk category. If you are generally fit, healthy and well, and you are a mouth breather during sleep, you've got very little to lose by giving it a try. I had chronic sinus issues for about 3 or 4 years in my early 20s. Also kind of neatly ties around my challenges with my mental health. And I was a mouth breather. And I remember I had a little operation to clear my sinus, my sinuses out. And then I started mouth taping as I got more into this work. And I genuinely couldn't quite believe the difference. It took a little bit of time to get used to it because my body wasn't used to breathing through the nose at night. But once I did, I remember waking up and thinking, oh, this is what it's supposed to feel like to actually wake up feeling like I'd slept, wake up feeling like my head was clear and not foggy. And so there's those two sides to the coin. We have to start with the kind of day-to-day waking piece around just bringing more attention to how you're breathing in certain points, bringing it back to that functional nasal breathing, and then also the nighttime piece that can make quite a big difference, especially if you are falling into mouth breathing at night, because you could spend 16 hours a day breathing well and breathing consciously and functionally, and then go to sleep for 8 hours and take a lot of that good work away if you are breathing through the mouth.
What about the nasal strips as well, because a lot of people are starting to wear them. Yeah. You're seeing it on social media. It's becoming a lot more of a trend. I know people used to just typically wear them for bed to actually help them nasal breathe a little bit more.
I think for a lot of people, some people, it's become a bit of like a statement.
Right.
But there is a place for it. They're a little bit more simple in the sense that they just help to open up the nasal passages. I, from my rugby days, had deviated septum, a couple of broken noses, and so generally my airways weren't the most readily open, which can make it more challenging. And so if anyone does have any difficulties from a congestion perspective or just from a nasal breathing perspective, if that feels mechanically and sort of physiologically challenging, then they can be a really kind of simple quick fix as well, both for sleep and during the day.
And I know it literally is like a sticking plaster because you literally stick it on your face, but is there something that we should be addressing deeper rather than just sticking things on our face?
For sure. So I very much don't view any of these interventions as kind of long-term fixes. These are short-term things to support as we build towards a kind of more regulated nervous system, more functional breathing pattern, and really working on the bigger picture. But there is a lot of good to be found in supporting yourself in those initial stages. From a mouth taping and mouth breathing perspective, that really will come back to that overall kind of conscious breathing practice. But also we start to get into the realms of the biochemistry of breathing and looking at things like your carbon dioxide tolerance and your capacity to your sensitivity to CO2 levels in your system, because that is one of the biggest kind of misunderstandings of breathing in general, which is thinking that when you hold your breath, that urge to breathe is coming from a need for more oxygen, when actually it's coming from a rise in CO2. And so there's a little bit around mouth breathing and stress and anxiety that ties back to biochemistry and carbon dioxide as well, that we can start to address and really get into the nitty gritty of breath and sort of respiratory physiology as well.